Jimmy knows how to give me what I like, little Beastie Boys. Open the 4 o'clock hour. This is when NFL rosters have to be down to 53. So we're going to have all this for you. Let me start though with the stock market report. Market just closed. This is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Not much action on Wall Street today. Dow Jones up 10 points. S&P 500 up 9 points. NASDAQ up 30 points. So that's essentially like nothing happening on Wall Street. Had a funny, enjoyed the segment that we just did with Ian O'Connor. I found it to be very interesting. There was a text. I just responded to someone, though. I got to see the original text here. There were a lot of texts during that segment. Guy texts in, what about Aaron treating his family like crap? This guy is just trying to sell a book. I text him back. Yeah, that's why he's on, to sell his book. Why do you think he's on? Like, when have we ever had Ian O'Connor on? Yes, he is trying to sell his book. And by the way, he mentioned that he has no relationship with his family for 10 years. I mean, that's part of the book. It's what makes Aaron Rodgers such a fascinating guy. But yes, if you did not know that Ian O'Connor was on with us in the last segment to try and sell his book, I will peel the curtain open for you. I thought everyone knew that at this point. But yes, he is trying to sell his book. And it is a New York Times bestseller, so it's working.
And I love my family. Y'all know I do. Everybody in my family, Randy, Pauline, my sister. Like, but I know some guys that aren't on great terms with their family, and I'm sure there are people that didn't play sports that aren't on great family, the great, you know, terms with their family. So let's hear the story. I'm going to read this book. You know I'm not a huge book reader, but I'm going to read this one.
Solana and his dad. And Solana's dad hates him.
Hates him.
That is true. Yeah.
He picked his older brother before Solana was born to be the favorite.
All right. So what is going on, Solana? The NFL rosters have to be down to 53 as of 5 minutes ago. And I've seen a few tweets. I saw Tom Pelissero tweet that the Dolphins will have Odell Beckham on the PUP list to start the season, which means he has to miss at least the first four games. Right, Solana?
Correct.
All right. So Odell Beckham, it wasn't just being slow played during camp and practice. There is an injury there, and he is going to start the season on the PUP list. So you won't see him till week five at the earliest. What else do we have that's going on here, Solana?
By the way, the Dolphins, as Barry Jackson points out in the Miami Herald, they only have two fully healthy receivers right now on their roster. Because remember, Tyreek Hill, the last time we saw him, he had a brace on his hand at practice and was limited in Tampa Bay when they had joint practices. Jaylen Waddle pretty much hasn't practiced, didn't appear in a preseason game, neither did Tyreek Hill. Eric Ezukama has been banged up, and Odell Beckham has just played some catch with Tua, apparently. So, like, the Dolphins don't really have that many options at receiver that are fully healthy. Now, we all expect
Isaiah Ford, baby. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's go get Isaiah Ford again. Let's do it.
That's the answer.
Or Robbie Chosen. Robbie Chosen was waived today by the Niners. Go get Robbie Chosen. Why not? Why are you laughing?
Why you only go to the convenience store down the road from your house? Go see what some other convenience store has. They might have some better chips.
Tyreek and Waddle expect to be healthy, but Braxton Berrios, your boy Hawk from the U.
Yeah.
And Malik Washington, my boy, are the only other two healthy wide receivers.
All right.
I'm going to tell y'all a secret about Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle. Hmm? They are fine.
Yeah, I'm with that as well. There's nothing wrong with them. Hey, now, Jaylen will get hurt during games because we've seen this before.
There's no chance Jaylen Waddle's playing 17 games.
Tyreek will get hurt as well, but he doesn't like to come out. So no, he'll miss a few plays, but then he'll be right back in.
He'll be hurt and run a 4-4 instead of a 4-2. Just listen, Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle will have receptions and yards against the Jaguars.
You want to bet?
How much?
Well, I'll get back to you.
$70,000.
$1 trillion.
Whatever the highest number you're going to go, please throw me your highest first, Alon.
So the big names today, we haven't gotten like an official full list from the Miami Dolphins. So we're kind of just waiting for these to all be reported. Obviously, all the local writers have done a really good job at that. The big names today, Nick Needham was cut by the Miami Dolphins, and Chris Brooks as well, cut by the Miami Dolphins. We discussed those earlier. Most recently, Mark Perry, he was waived, rookie safety.
Mike Harley Jr., former Kane.
Yeah, Mike Harley Jr. Hayden,
you know what?
Rucci as well, waived.
There's
by
a
the
receiver
Dolphins.
If they're in need of receiver, Mike Harley Jr. Bring him back.
I think we're
I'm good. Not joking about Kadarius Toney, by the way. He was released today. If they really need a receiver, why not Kadarius Toney?
A gadget guy, all that. We know he's going to miss balls. We know he's going to drop balls.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember why not. He can't catch a ball.
But if the ball gets in his hand, Hawk, he is something special to watch.
You're trying to avoid guys with injuries. You want to bring in the most injury-prone guy in the NFL. Dude lives in the blue tent. I saw the blue tent up on Zillow after he got cut by the Kansas City Chiefs.
I saw that tweet. It said Kadarius Toney has already put his house for sale in Kansas City, and it was a picture of the blue tent.
Let me tell y'all a secret. Waddle's about to miss games. Reek's about to miss games. Odell's about to miss games. Bring in Kadarius. Give me three healthy guys on Sunday, and I'm riding out. Bring in the most talented guys.
Can you imagine Taylor Heineke to Kadarius Toney, game winner, week four, Tennessee, let's go.
We're speaking about in the NFL.
Jaquan Burton, the undrafted rookie from FAU, he was let go. Neville Gallimore, defensive tackle. Jaden Jenke.
Gallimore.
Neville
Godzilla?
Gallimore.
What happened?
Neville Gallimore was released earlier. Jaden Jenke, undrafted rookie from South Dakota. Jason Maitre, Leonard Payne, Isaiah Mack, Robert Cooper, as Hawk mentioned, Mike Harley Jr., all a bunch of guys who were released. Somebody just texted in, where's Willie Snead? Did you not watch the first preseason game? That guy can't catch a ball either.
Kadarius Toney watches Willie Snead and goes, that guy can't catch a ball.
Man, this Willie, man, goodness gracious.
So that's kind of the latest update. I'll monitor here social media to see if anybody else is reporting any other names.
There was one guy that got released during my Dolphin career that I actually was emotionally attached to and was upset.
Really?
Ed Miles.
I don't remember him.
You shouldn't have. You wouldn't have. But he was a very good human. He was this linebacker out of Iowa. He was just a cool guy. I tried to take him under my wing. I saw he could play a little bit. He played 2 years in the league, you know, has like 14 tackles, one forced fumble. But, like, I think he should have made a team and never did. That was all the emotion in my life.
Took him under your wing, huh?
My wing's not big. I got a little chicken wing.
Well, I'm kind of blaming him. Like, maybe go under someone else's wing.
Yeah. Pick better mentors.
I got a pigeon wing.
Geez, I was really trying to make my way in radio, and I went under Jimmy's wing. And I don't know. Things didn't turn out my way.
Stay away from my wing.
Yeah, trust me.
I'm not getting under your arm. You don't wear undershirts. No, your underarm stink.
Ooh. What about Devontae Parker?
No.
All right.
What are you doing?
Just anybody that texts a name I blurted out as if.
I don't understand. What, Crowder, what is Hawk doing?
What? We got to fill out the roster. There's some holes. We got to fill out the roster.
We don't need just to assign guys.
We just spent 8 minutes talking about the receiver issues. I said Isaiah Ford, Devontae Parker. I've got a couple other ideas.
Devontae's been partying for 4 months.
Mark Duper.
Mm-hmm. So what are your qualifications here? Like, they have a pulse. bring them in.
Greg Camarillo.
All right.
He's a weatherman in San Diego.
He's not. He's just a sportscaster. How many times are we going to go over this?
Is he a weatherman?
No, he's a weatherman.
No, he's a sportscaster.
A wild root.
Greg is Julie Durda of San Diego.
Is that so? I honestly had no idea.
Yep.
That's wild.
And San Diego's weather never changes. He has the easiest job in the world.
That is a good place to be a weatherman.
Man, it's nothing. Beautiful 70.
Perfect climate, yeah. Actually, beautiful Solana. 70. That's the weather Solana's been doing on this show for 8 years.
Beautiful.
Pretty 70. Nice day. Pretty nice day. Temperate. Back to you.
Partly cloudy. Hawk. What does Greg do?
You just said he does dirty dining in San Diego.
Yeah, yep.
The dirty dining reporter.
At the Fuddruckers.
Yeah, tell me about the San Diego Fuddruckers.
They have Fuddruckers in Cali?
Nah, they have In-N-Out.
Oh.
Hard Rock Bet has just tweeted out, Tyreek Hill has made the Dolphins 53-man roster.
Hey.
Ooh.
Will Greer has been released by the Eagles.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
No.
All right. We'll stick with Heinicke.
Let's go Greer. I'm tired of you saying this man's name.
Hey, you know how you guys brought up Crowder allegedly hitting a hole in one during the Ian O'Connor interview?
Mm-hmm.
Take that A word off of there.
It reminded me of a Rob Pozzola tweet from this weekend. Did you see this, Hawk?
I think I did.
So Rob Pozzola tweeted, "The unspeakable has just happened. My tee shot on a par three overdrew, hit a downslope, left of the green, and went out of bounds. I re-hit off the tee and hold it. I don't think there's any coming back from this." So,
because that doesn't count as a hole-in-one.
He hit a hole-in-one.
Because it's a penalty shot.
But it's a penalty shot, so he doesn't get to count it as a hole-in-one.
That's literally the worst luck in the world.
The worst.
That's a three. That's par.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a hole-in-one, and he knows it, yeah.
181. Nighttime. Light up balls. Jeff Darlington's there. Bink. 5-iron. Yunk. Hole in one.
That's absurd.
Once you do nighttime and you're playing with light up balls, highlighter balls.
Right, right. It sounds like mini golf.
Oh,
the
yeah,
moment you
yeah.
say nighttime.
Uh-huh, yeah. And just hitting off just any kind of ball. Not even a Titleist, no nice balls, nothing like that. It's 9 at night. You know I've been partying all day, and I still hit a hole-in-one, and you go out there with your tight-ass pants on, Solana, and your brother, 9 a.m., and can't even get on the green? That's why you're mad at me.
I've played nighttime golf. I've done that. Bachelor party. Everybody took shrooms. You're out there. You're playing nighttime golf, light up balls, and really everybody's just laying on the green.
Doing snow angels in the bunker.
So, I know what happened, Crowder. You envisioned you hitting that hole in one, but really you were just in the fetal position holding the golf club.
There was a lot of take a picture of me. Take a picture of me over here. There was a lot of that. I'm not gonna lie to you. But on this par three 180, and the pin was in the back, bink.
Bears have waived quarterback Austin Reed, who you may have seen on Hard Knocks several times.
He was a star.
He didn't have a chance. He's not.
Let's bring him here. Austin Reed, bring him here.
We want every quarterback, huh?
He's that to me, like, he's a good practice squad guy. Austin Reed.
Because his first or last name?
I don't know.
Hmm.
The Commanders have released.
Packers have waived rookie quarterback Michael Pratt. Bring him here. Oh, Packers have also released quarterback Sean Clifford. Bring him here.
You want Pratt and Clifford, huh?
What about a Trace McSorley, Hawk? Can I interest you in a Trace McSorley?
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All right. Well, the Commanders have released them.
What you want to do, Hawk?
CJ Beathard. Desmond Ridder. There's some names out there. Oh, Sam Hartman, former Notre Dame quarterback.
There is some Dolphins news, some breaking Dolphins news.
Okay.
Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, Cam Smith is going on the IR.
Oh.
Yeah.
That stinks.
He's had a frustrating career.
Frustrating career.
Yeah. Hope he can play. He's big. He's long. He looks like a little baby Jalen Ramsey without making any Jalen Ramsey plays.
Yeah. So the Dolphins, as they point out, as Barry points out, Fins can designate two players to return from the guys placed on IR today. And Omar Kelly, who also writes for the Miami Herald, points out that it's likely going to be Cam Smith and River Craycraft that will be the two players designated to return.
Somebody tweets at us, please tell Hawk to stop having Tourette's of washed or injured receivers. I do. a little bit of washed receiver / QB. Bailey Zappi. Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi. Taylor Heineke. Heineke.
I do. I have a bad for Taylor Heineke.
If Taylor Heineke goes crazy this year, I'm going to feel so bad.
He's going to play somewhere.
No, he's going to be somewhere.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You act like he's about to go take over a franchise.
Yeah. Josh Dobbs will, though. Josh Dobbs will have a run in San Francisco that is going to make people question Brock Purdy.
I can ride with you on that over every name you've yelled for the Dolphins to go get today. But it's still crazy.
All right.
All right, gentlemen. The Marlins will play tonight. Game two of their four-game series. They're in Colorado. You guys see Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, the Kelce Bros, are signing a 3-year $100+ million deal with Amazon for their podcast, New Heights.
I mean, that is unbelievable. How much could our podcast get right now? What are the going offers for our podcast?
I know the pivot numbers. They're not $100 million.
Well, how about Hockman and Crowder? Because our audience has been cut in half, apparently, over the last couple of years. We're bleeding podcast listeners and subscribers. What can we get on the open market?
Are you white?
I am white, yeah.
50 million. Get two white guys, you get 100 million. Get three black guys, you get $18. So, I just read this book this morning.
Listen, one of those three black guys was dating Taylor Swift. Y'all could write home.
Oh, Hawk, you understand the game. Goodness gracious.
I mean, is that like a quid pro quo with Amazon? Hey, we're going to give you all this money. She's got to end up on the pod.
One episode.
I don't know. I've heard some things.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes for them. I feel like to make their money back. Taylor Swift does one podcast.
Yeah, you get all the subscribers.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
So who can we get?
Aiken Adele.
Somebody texts in, 5 iron from 180? What are you, 85 years old?
180 is a long ass way. Hey, Chuck.
What happened? You broke Solana. Your wood on the you broke your driver on the hole before?
Solana, 180 is not a five.
Crowder, I can hit 180 with my pitching wedge, but again, I outdrove you at play in Hard Rock. So it's cool, man. You use your five. I use my five from like 400 yards away.
Solana, where do you hit your five?
No joke, you shouldn't be using a 5 for 180. Maybe like a 7 or an 8.
I don't swing like a lunatic that has too much testosterone in him and wants to impress people. I like to place my balls. Bink, 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 bink.
About Jarvis Landry? You have anything left in the tank?
There's a lot of people clamoring for this on social media. Like, bring back Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry?
Yeah.
All right. Put me on that thread.
15 catches, 11 yards.
His numbers.
Kadarius Toney lines up in the secondary. Jarvis lines up in the backfield and just turns and looks and claps. He's like Chris Bosh in the corner.
Those numbers from Jarvis were staggering. Couple games, like 17 catches, 18 and a half yards.
It's crazy.
It was really amazing. It was amazing. But who was that? That was Gase? Gase was the...
It was Adam Gase. He caught the first couple years of Gase, but he was really there with... what's the dude's name before Gase? The bald guy that came from Green Bay.
Oh, Joe Philbin. But was Gase was calling the offense, though, right?
No.
No,
for Philbin.
Joe Philbin was terrible. Yeah.
No. When he was the head coach.
Yeah.
Gase loved that. He loved the reception. It didn't like he just give me a reception. It doesn't matter if you get any yards. He gets the reception.
And Jarvis's yards after reception looked like a kid running from getting in the bath. Remember. He used to juke 74 times and wouldn't go anywhere.
Still end up with 2 yards.
Bad time. Second and eight. Second and eight.
Play lasted 14 seconds.
He used to juke out 8 people in a row and get a yard and a half.
You guys saw the Mega Millions jackpot tonight?
No.
What it's up to?
No.
$575 million. Mega Millions tonight is the drawing.
Go get some of those tickets.
Let me see if I got any.
That'd be the 9th largest prize, by the way, in the history of the Mega Millions.
I'll walk down to Sultan's during the next commercial break. What time do they have this drawing?
11.
I'm in.
I don't know if it's at 11. I made that up. I could be wrong, but I feel like it's at 11.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Are you in, Crowder? You got your Mega Millions?
I don't. I just got a bunch of business cards in my wallet.
Bring them to the lottery office. See what they give you.
What do I have in my wallet?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Oh, you have a rapid season pass. What, did you steal that from Jimmy?
He stole it during the commercial break.
Honestly, what do you have a rapid season pass for?
No, my kids like rapids.
Man, must be nice to get everything you want.
My wife loves the kids.
Drake loves the kids.
Drake loves my wife.
I said Trick, not Drake.
I don't know what show you guys are trying to do right now. It's a very temperate day outside in South Florida.
Oh, you use my word.
Yeah, tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s, low 80s. It's like 88 degrees right now. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Thank you, Greg Camarillo. All right, we'll continue to monitor the releases because I think the Dolphins, have 3 or 4 more roster spots that they've got to cut?
I think a couple more than just three or four, because it was 10, and then we got the Chris Brooks news, and two more, so a little bit more than three or four.
All right, we'll continue to monitor that. I've got an hour and a half left before Mike White. Who else did I say? Bailey Zappe.
DiNucci and Zappe.
And Ben DiNucci have to be on a roster, or else I have to give Jimmy $20.
No chance, Jimmy. You good to go, bro.
I think it's going to happen. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Let me remind you one more time. We've got the country show Stars and Strings coming to the Hard Rock Live. That's a great country show. It is November 14th, Hard Rock Live. We've got tickets for you to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. If you want to enter, today's code word is music. Text the word music to 20357. That's 20357. Text the word music. You could win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. And let me bring you now 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. Nothing's happened during the commercial break of note, right, Solana? I haven't seen any Dolphins maneuvers.
So this is what's interesting. The teams don't need to publicly report anything by today. They just have to send it in to the league office. So
they have to notify the players as well.
Correct. So
I mean, they don't have to, but it is common courtesy.
I actually Barry Jackson just tweeted out that Storm Duck hasn't been notified yet whether or not he's on the roster.
That would lead you to believe that he will be on the roster. They would only notify you if you weren't going to be on the roster.
Well, I don't think they have to notify the players by 4. I just think they have to submit it to the league by 4.
Right, I'm saying out of common courtesy, you would probably not submit a name to the league and not tell the player or his representation.
Right.
A guy like Storm Duck, they don't say either way because there are some people that they want to claim now who've been released. And so they tell Storm, yeah, you made the 53. And then all of a sudden they go get someone that they wanted. And then, why tell him he made the 53 if he's not going to be there 6 hours later?
Happens all the time. That's the one thing. If you're right there on the border and they're like, Chris Greer has to do his job and wait and see if there's a better Storm Duck out there. If there is, I got to sign him. If I want to bring in a lineman, I need to keep this space open. So no. The guys that they just flat out don't want were cut this morning. We started the show at 2:00. They had 2 hours left. Those guys were already headed home, but there's some guys that are on the fence and they have to look around the league and see if that guy's an upgrade from this guy, I'm going to take that guy.
I read something interesting in Dolphins Wire today in USA Today. Raheem Mostert has advice for players released on devastating cut day. Before Raheem Mostert emerged with the San Francisco 49ers, long before the running back earned Pro Bowl honors with the Dolphins, he struggled to earn a spot in the NFL. Mostert, 32, was cut by the Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, New York Jets, Chicago Bears, and even the Dolphins before landing on the 49ers practice squad in 2016. It's devastating, he said, because your hopes and dreams are right there in front of you. And then when you get that phone call, it just seems like that's a lasting memory. I remember when I was in Philly and I got that phone call. Unfortunately, I was the last guy in the building to receive that phone call, and it changed my life. You've just got to grow and learn and become a better player when teams are making those decisions. So I was able to stick with it. And to all the guys out there, I just hope the best for them, especially on this team, because we had a good roster of guys that came in, played their tails off, and did everything they possibly could to make a roster spot. But he had one more piece of advice for the players who will hit the waiver wire. One thing that I truly was blessed about was that I didn't burn bridges, because those same bridges that you keep a hold of and keep them strong, they come around tenfold. That was the case for me when I went from Philly, and then Chip Kelly was in San Francisco at that time the following year. And guess what? I made a mark in San Francisco. And that is very similar to radio and probably any business. It's very incestuous. There's guys that bounce from team to team, organization to organization. And you never know when they are going to be on the look for someone, and they know you. They're familiar with your work. You get that phone call.
Todd Bowles was the defensive coach, secondary coach with the Dolphins when I was there. George Edwards was my linebacker coach, got hired in Tampa under Todd Bowles. Mike Nolan was a Miami Dolphins DC. When Dolphins released me, he was in Atlanta and called me. That's some of the best advice. Don't get cut and start cussing people out like I did Jeff Ireland. You get cut, say thank you for the opportunity, because that same dude, Paul Pasqualoni, still has a job, and he's probably the worst coach I've ever talked to in my entire life, including high school. But he's going to have a job, and they'll say, hey, what do you think about Stuck Dorm.
Yeah, Dorm Stuck.
Who does Dorm Stuck play for?
That's right near Pearson Mahoney at UM is Dorm Stuck.
Storm Duck is going to have a chance to play somewhere else. Do not burn bridges. But to your point, Hawk, that happens everywhere.
Wait, I think Storm Duck is going to be playing here. Don't break Jimmy's heart.
Every avenue of life, you're going to walk into a building and be like, hey, I've seen him before. Yeah, you saw him 8 years ago at another business that you were a part of. And now he got a new job, and he can talk good or bad about you.
Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network, he just tweeted out, while we await the Dolphins' final roster cuts, I think we're safe in saying that they did not trade for an offensive lineman, which is .. So they didn't make a trade for one, so they're sticking with what they got, or they're going to shop the flea market and see what's in the bins.
I don't like you calling these guys the flea market.
I mean, kind of what it is.
Borderline guys.
Flea market.
Edge of roster individuals.
Dumpster diving.
I don't like it.
Happy birthday, Willie Taggart.
What's a Willie?
How old do you think he is?
Oh, Willie ain't that old. Willie's 47.
It's a great guess. I would have said like 59. He's 48.
Yeah, Willie's young. That was a surprise that he had so many opportunities being young as he was.
So no word on anything else, Solana. We haven't seen anything.
Nope. I'm actively searching social media, following all the beat writers, and outside of the guys that we mentioned, still no major updates.
What's the biggest Dolphins news today then? That Odell Beckham starts the season on the PUP list? Is that big news? Nick Needham being cut? Is that like what's the biggest Dolphins news today?
Ooh.
Chris Brooks.
I really thought he was going to have a job. Nick Needham was a fan favorite, but I do believe Chris Brooks is an NFL running back.
I think that's news, and it's certainly noteworthy, but I do think like the big news today is Odell Beckham. I mean, if you think about splash signings in the offseason, the Dolphins had like two, right? Jordan Poyer and Odell Beckham Jr.
And there were several teams that wanted Odell.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember he came here, he visited the Dolphins, and then we spent 2 weeks like, are they going to sign him? Why haven't they signed him yet? What's going on? Is he visiting other teams? And then they finally signed him, and it was a big deal. He's supposed to be your third best wide receiver. And Crowder, we were talking about it, I think, last week. We're like, there has to be versatility on this offense. You can't just throw the ball to Tyreek every single play anymore. You need that other threat. Cedric Wilson kind of was that last year. You were hoping OBJ would be, and now he's going to miss the first four games.
Well, Jalen Waddle, though, too. I mean, you've got two really good receivers.
This is the thing. Tyreek's going to be outside. Jalen in the slot on the other side. Y'all going to lean towards them. That third guy, you bring up Cedric Wilson. Like that third
River
guy.
River Craycraft, that's a big loss. There's a couple guys who they were depending on. I think Odell was one of them. I think Craycraft was another.
Hawk, I'm still not. I'm telling you, Jonnu Smith. You're going to sleep on him. Like there has to, that third guy, there's going to be a lot of one-on-ones on that field. Mike McDaniel has to figure out who the hell is going to beat the one-on-one more often. Craycraft, Odell Beckham, Jonnu Smith, Malik Washington Hills. I'll go with Solano on this. I've never seen a guy play football
Isaiah
at
Isaiah Ford,
level.
Kadarius Toney. There's a lot of options.
Isaiah Ford again.
There's just a lot of options.
I wouldn't mind Kadarius Toney. I'm not going to lie.
Braxton Berrios. Yep.
Mike Harley Jr.,
if they bring him back. They waived him today. Bring him back.
They won't bring him back.
Well, you can bring him back, though.
No, let him go. Let him go.
You can bring him back.
No, just let him run. Let him live.
You could bring him back. But you could bring him back.
You could sign Chris Chambers, but I just don't know if that's a great idea.
I'm down. Now we're talking.
Now you're talking. Ronde.
Listen, bring back OG.
Ronde's sure-handed.
He'll catch it. How's he going to get open?
Well, if you take him on a cart and drop him somewhere on the field and then just let him catch it.
OG going to be offside like Kadarius Toney.
Hey, no joke, though. You say we're kind of sleeping on Jonnu Smith. We're also kind of forgetting, this Devon Achane guy, he can catch passes. He's pretty good out of the backfield.
Right.
This Jalen Wright guy, this Raheem Mostert guy. Maybe our receivers aren't healthy, but it didn't stop us from throwing a couple shovel passes for 70 yards last year going for touchdowns.
Yeah, that's for real, too. He loves all the motion, the gadget plays or whatever. Like, Mike McDaniel's not going to be short of guys who can catch the ball.
No. And you saw what he did in the preseason with those little quick shovel pads, those little quick outs, the little slants and the little bubble screens and tunnel screens. Yeah, Jalen, Raheem, and Devon are going to get a lot of work in this offense. You can see it now.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. Near side, 5-yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder.